Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is the audio diary of my life behind the scenes of a YouTube creator. And it is the 23rd, 24th, 25th? I'm beginning to lose track of at the moment. Let me just double check that. It's a Tuesday, so it must be the 24th of June. And it's an overcast day. It's a bit cooler today, which is quite nice. White cloud, windy as well, but cooler. And after the recent beautiful and warm sunshine, which I have to say is very nice, has been absolutely delightful. Been lovely to be out in, and also to come into the house. My house is... the kitchen is always cool, unless of course the Essie has been lit, and it's nice then as a refuge when you've had enough of it. But it's with the writing and stuff that I've been doing, it's been actually lovely to work inside and then go outside either for a break, have a puff of the old pipe, read, because I find reading not only relaxing but also intuitive, but that's not what I meant. It's learning, isn't it? You're learning. I read how other people write, and that's a very important thing to take inspiration and knowledge. And also, you know, I found myself looking particularly at the grammar. I mean, I'm not claiming to be a great author by any means, or even proficient at grammar. I left school at 15, and my education wasn't brilliant, unfortunately, but it was what it was, and my parents weren't rich, and we had to do what we had to do, like most people, and you just get on with it, don't you? Don't complain, and don't explain. Is that what they say? Can't remember now, but anyway, it doesn't matter. In the background, you may be able to hear the washing machine is on, for I have shirts and various things that need cleaning, of course, and so that's whizzing around, and I'm just sitting on the sofa here thinking I have a video to put together, and what will it be? So yesterday I was editing the last chapter, which I had completed the day before, whatever it was, so I've only got a little bit of read through just on one little piece that I missed out yesterday. Also, I had this, I think on here, was it the debate that we had about whether the mayor should have a capital M or a small M? And I looked at the Hart's, we did this yesterday, didn't we? The Hart's rules. And so I went through all the text and found every mayor and changed all the third person descriptions of him. The mayor went into the house, whatever, to a small M, and then all the Mr. Mayor, Mayor Todd Telling, the Mayor of Biggleswick, all those which were titlings, I made sure they were capital. So hopefully that was good. Somebody emailed in and said what were you going to do when you lay it out on the page? And he thought, and he did bring my attention to other books that have got the first word of the chapters. Sometimes they either had the first letter much larger, which sometimes looks quite nice, or indeed you often see the first three or four words have been put into a bigger text. And I did experiment with that, looking at the layout on the book. And he said, you know, that's to make the page look a bit more interesting when you're reading it. But when I look at other books, I mean, okay, some books do that. That's very true. To be honest, I wasn't overly bothered. I mean, it isn't. I'm not trying to make this a piece of artwork. I'd like it to look traditional as a book, but it doesn't have to be that. I emailed the company that did Dr. Tess Laurie's book and asked them for quotation and the process. I'm waiting to hear back from them. Haven't heard yet. but hopefully today we'll hear back and what options there are, and what print runs to do. I'm still debating whether to do a hardback edition first. A number of people have said it would be lovely to have the hardback edition, although, as this gentleman said in his email, he said trouble with doing a hardback one is that's the most expensive, and if you've got typos, which inevitably you're going to have a few mistakes in there no matter how many people look at it, because that always happens, and he's probably right, they'll all be in the hardback. But then in a way I thought, well, that's what the book is, isn't it? It's never a perfect thing. And actually, do you want it to be a perfect thing? If you've got the first edition, you've got the first edition warts and all. And it's not so clinical as, or sterile and uniform as perhaps the later editions, which would be just perfect. You know, there'd be a bit of a wry smile as you realise, oh, he's got two twos in here, you know, T-O and then T-O, as if I forgot to take one of them out, or whatever it is, or a misspelling and this. If there's hundreds of them, well, of course, that would be awful, but hopefully one has had enough readers to look at it before the proper run, as it were. So, yeah, I mean, I will have a limited edition of four or five, which I shall give to people who are prepared to read it through and look for stuff. And then once that's happened and those corrections are done, then look at the potential for the hardback copy. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm hoping that people will be interested in it. I think it's got merit. Well, obviously, I mean, why would one work on it otherwise? That would be the big question. But yes, and then of course an audiobook, and but I don't want it released digitally on the Kindle. It kind of, there is that thing about if you give stuff away for next to nothing, it has no value, and I think in a way that's what Kindle does to books. It a book is not just the text, it's not just the story, it's not just the information. It is also an object. And when I look at my books around here, some of them have dust covers, some of them don't. Some of them have pictures in them, some of them don't. Some of them are more scruffy, second hand. Some of them have bookmarks in them at various places. And some of them have underlined red pens, markings, question marks, reference things in them. And That's what makes it a book. Just the fact that it's got the story in a linear series of words is not just it. And I think people forget that. And so it becomes for me, a book is a physical object, not just a digital thing. And yes, you could, the audio book, of course, is there, an adaptation. If you like, into an audio version, so people. But then that's also quite disposable. A physical book is less disposable. That's my argument. And I suppose if the author intends the book to be read, like a painter would intend perhaps a picture to be framed and hung on a wall and viewed in that way, that's really, one is going, well, if you want to actually see what the author was about, you approach the work as the author wanted it, as intended it. He may, you know, painted that picture with the idea that it was set on a certain wall in a certain place, and it really works for him, and that's how people would interpret. And I would say that would be the same for a book. Now, others may say, well, no, I'm not interested in that. I just want the superficial bit, the story. I don't want any more. And, you know, that's fair enough. It may be that what I need to work on is a map of the town of Biggleswick. it may be that inside the cover there should be a Biggleswick map with the names of the places and some of the things, so that people can look at that and go, oh, it's almost a real place. In the Horseman Riding by R.F. Delderfield, he has in one book a map. In the second book, he had a family tree drawn up. And whilst I wasn't referring to the map at all during the reading of it, because he wrote so clearly it didn't really matter, it gave you, as you open the book, it gave you a sense that it was a real place. And in many ways, I often think to myself, everything is a fiction. Everything is a fiction. And a fiction book is no more unreal than some of the things that we read about or hear on the news, if we listen to the news. And you do wonder, if is that not a fiction too? I don't know. Maybe. So, yeah, it's all very interesting. But yes, it's a visceral thing, isn't it? I want the viewer who gets it to feel that the book is something, that it's a real place, it has a real purpose, it's not just a series of words. And I guess that's the showman in me, in a way. Anyway, so that's that. So there's still a lot of sort of thought now that needs to go in it and work. In the meantime, in the spare bit of time I had, I returned to the pipe smoking book that I've been thinking about, and I need to get on with that one as well, get the text of that. You know, it's interesting to have a book that is in the process of the publication part of it now, but also have another book that is in the creative process, as it were. So yeah, all good stuff. But I think a map thing would be quite nice in the frontispiece of Biggleswick. So I need to think about that and perhaps draw that. That would be quite good thing to do. Even if it's only in the frontispiece rather than on the inside cover, depending on, because that would, you know, black and white map would be quite fun. So I need to sort of work that out. How would it look? Where are everything in relation to everything else? And try and remember, if I can, draw the market square, maybe, in map form. Just in map form. I think that would be quite good. Anyway, there's some ideas. I will leave you with that, I think, because I've got to try and work out now what to do for my video of the day. So, and the washing machine sounds like it's coming up to its last spin, so I will get that washing out. It'll blow about a bit, won't it, if I put it outside, but I'll probably just hang it in the kitchen. It'll soon dry, even in this temperature, which is grand. We've got some friends coming over this evening, which is very nice. Yesterday we had pigs in blankets and some chicken, sort of a mixed grill really, which was lovely, and some leftover lasagna that we'd had the night before. So that was great, all good, tasted delicious, and we did have a glass of port, which was very nice. Anyway, I will leave you there. I hope you had a lovely day yesterday, and that you have a lovely day today, and that all goes well, and I will talk to you soon. Take care, thanks for listening, bye for now.